The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Who's here for the first time for happy hour? Great, bunch of people. Yay, welcome. Fantastic. So, happy hour, what is happy hour? Diana Clark, my partner, and I came up with a name. We alternate every other week. So this is an hour every week where we practice practices of the heart, metta, loving kindness, compassion, mudita, vicarious joy, equanimity, etc. We're kind of working our way through metta, loving kindness. And so why happy hour? Because practicing kindness, practicing friendliness, practicing goodwill for ourselves and for others, it makes us happy. It's the sure way to become happier. There's also a lot of research that suggests this to be the case with practicing loving-kindness practices, this formal practice of cultivating the heart towards friendliness and kindness. And it's a cultivation practice, which means that it happens little by little by little by little. It doesn't happen overnight. As you sit and you practice, there might be some edges, some things you didn't expect. The opposite might come up, and it's all okay. It's all part of this practice. And goodwill, friendliness, is a birthright. We all have it. And by inclining our mind towards it and bringing it more to the forefront intentionally, actively, it becomes a habit of the mind. Then when something arises in daily life, the natural reaction will be one of kindness, one of compassion towards ourselves and others instead of one of judgment or difficulty. And it just brings more ease and kindness into our experience. One of my friends, Vinny Ferraro, says, I'll quote him roughly, he says, guess what happens if you approach every moment with kindness? You end up living in a kind world. So with that, the format of the happy hours is we do about a 30-minute guided meditation with one aspect. Each week we explore one aspect of these practices, either for ourselves or others, emphasizing this aspect, that aspect. And afterwards we'll have a chance to have a bit of a conversation, question and answer, time for reflection. So with that, I'm going to ask you to make yourself comfortable, especially if you're here for the first time. Take this time to get up and get more props if you need to put something on the chair under you, behind you. If you want to move to a cushion, you're welcome to. You don't have to. Just take a moment to get yourself comfortable, because it's hard to feel kindness and friendliness if your body is uncomfortable. So don't be shy. Get up and get more cushions for under your feet or whatever you need right now. And after you've done that, invite you to maybe wiggle in your chair a little bit, move a little back and forth, front and back, and just kind of find your center. And arrive, letting your back be straight. Not with force, but supported from the inside. As if there is a invisible string attached to the top of your head, keeping your head, your body, your posture straight, sense of dignity. And then relaxing the rest of your body, relaxing your muscles. There's no holding you have to do, no need to hold. And letting your feet be planted on the floor, the bottom of your feet touching the floor with integrity planted, and your hands resting on your lap, And allowing the breath to move in and out as it will. No need to intentionally breathe. The breath breathes itself. Just simply bringing awareness to the sensations of the breath in the belly. Allowing whatever else arises to be there. Whether they're sounds, it's okay. It's all part of this practice. Whether they're thoughts, that's okay too. Arising, letting them arise and pass. Making space for there to be softness, ease, relaxation in the body. And allowing the sensations of breathing to be like a thread through the experience, like a lullaby, calming the mind. This breath in, this breath out. As thoughts, emotions, sounds, everything else that might arise, it's okay. You're not doing this practice wrong. The aim is not to have an empty mind, but to have a mind that is not in conflict with whatever arises. So if thoughts arise, acknowledge them, see them. No need to judge them, hate them, squash them. Just see them. Meet them with kindness. Let them arise and pass. No need to follow them. I see you. Thank you. Not now. You'll still be here later. Allowing there to be a settling. The breath, the body. Now I invite you to bring to mind a compassionate image. It could be a person in your life who holds you with unconditional love and care and regard. Or it could be an archetypal image. The Buddha, Jesus, or anyone that works for you. Doesn't matter. Or it could be an image from nature. Maybe it's a well-rooted tree with lots of foliage, green sign of life, or the eternal ocean, vast, not eternal, but vast ocean rather, vast ocean. Or it could be someone from your past, maybe a teacher, or maybe someone whose work inspires you. Mother Teresa, Dalai Lama, archetypal figures, perhaps, or just a being of light. Image of a being that radiates kindness and love, unconditional love and acceptance. Whoever you choose, it doesn't matter. Settle on something or someone and allow yourself to feel completely accepted, completely at ease in the presence of this compassionate being, compassionate image in your mind, and let their care, their love, their unconditional acceptance waft over you like a cool, soothing breeze, air. As we are experiencing in this room right now. Let yourself receive it and be held by this acceptance, this unconditional care, whether or not you feel you deserve it. In fact, who are you to decide you don't deserve this unconditional acceptance that's offered? It's freely available in the universe. You're held in it. You're a child of the universe. You're a human being. It's hard enough. Allow yourself to be recipient, the recipient, and be held. In complete acceptance. It's okay. It's really okay. This compassionate image holds you with care. They know your complete history. They know all the circumstances of your life, your genes, your upbringing, everything that has happened, all the experiences that have brought you to this moment, and they completely understand and hold you with care, not with judgment. Let yourself rest, let yourself be at ease, at peace, let yourself be held. And if there is a difficulty right now in your life, some aspect of your life, where there's a difficulty, a tightness, sorrow or sadness or suffering, allow that to be held with compassion, with care, with kindness. You can experiment with perhaps imagining this compassionate image, speaking compassionate words to you while you're being held in kindness, and your difficulty, your sorrow, your suffering is understood. I offer a few sentences. See if that works for you, or create your own. Maybe the compassionate image is saying, I see you. I care for you. I understand you. I hold you with care. It's okay. It's okay. You can rest, it's okay. I care for you, I hold you. I hold you with kindness. I hold you with tenderness. May your difficulty be eased. May your sadness, may your suffering be eased. I care for your sadness. I care for your suffering. I hold you with care. It's okay. It's okay. Letting yourself be held. Letting your difficulty, whatever it is, to be held and soothed in kindness, compassion. You can experiment if you wish by putting a hand or two in your chest, in your heart center, proverbial heart center, making a connection with yourself, with your heart, as you feel into this practice. open to your heart being held in kindness and compassion. I hold you with care. I hold you in kindness. Letting yourself receive as much as possible. Getting out of your own way. If there is judgment arising about this whole exercise, about you not deserving it, about anything, let that too, let that judgment be held in kindness. Wherever you can bring in kindness, that's your practice. And as long as you're not judgmental to yourself, but accepting and easeful about any aspect of this practice, even if the mind is saying, I can't do it, it's not working, hold that with kindness. It's okay. It's okay. Now. It's okay. I hold you with care. Start wherever you can. Start where you are. It's okay to be creative with this practice. If there is a visualization that works for you, experiment with it. See what happens. The point is to meet this moment, whatever is arising, to meet it with friendliness and kindness, whatever it is. Even if a crowd of sorrows and judgment itself, meet that with kindness. Let's explore this practice together in silence for a little while. So, compassion, especially self-compassion, is an antidote to suffering. And to stay with the difficulty and hold it with care. And even if self-judgment arises, hanging in there with that and seeing and realizing the ouch, because self-judgment is so painful, realizing the ouch, holding that with care. And realizing that just because you think it, it doesn't mean it's true. It's just a thought, not to believe every thought you have. Just hanging in there with compassion, with kindness, with warmth, especially receiving it from the compassionate image. So this practice is not easy necessarily. It could be, but it's a cultivation practice to hang in there. So I'd like to invite you right now to find another couple of people, ideally people you didn't come here with, people you don't know, so you get to have a little conversation and check in with other members of the community. And just check in, each person in the group of three will check in about how was that for you, what happened. And feel free to say as much or as little as you want. And there are no right or wrong answers. Anything can come up. You know, I give a certain instructions, but you can say, well, I was really tired and fell asleep. That's a perfectly fine thing to say. Anything that came up is perfectly okay. It's just a way of building community and practicing community, which can be quite powerful. So please find two other people and make a little group of three. Okay, great. Cool. That was enough time. Great. Yeah.
I guess I was just really...
Actually, hold on. You get to say, yeah. Here you go.
Great. I was just really appreciative of...
Hold it closer.
This opportunity to kind of reflect with people, because like a lot of like pain was coming up and gone on like silent retreats, and it's been really hard to meditate and have like the layers of, you know, numbness, you know, fade away, and then I'm faced with my pain and I feel alone in it. And so it's nice to have support from other people and to get that connection so I don't feel alone.
Yeah, great. Thank you for sharing that. I think it's really valuable way to practicing in Sangha and community. That's why there are three jewels. There's Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha. It's a jewel. It's so precious to be able to check in and just talk with another human being and realize, you know, pain, suffering, difficulty, it's part of being human. You're not alone. It kind of gives you a bird's eye view instead of thinking, oh, it's just me. It gives you a bird's eye view. Yeah, we're in this together. We're in this together. It's not easy being human, not just for this human, for every single human. It takes courage. We all deserve a purple heart, just being alive. Thank you for that. Yeah, and I love in this, the happy hours, we've started to add a little bit of conversation. It's lovely. I love it. And I know there's some shy people who kind of like, yeah, not so sure about it, but thanks for hanging in there, the shy ones. So, what else? Reflections, questions about this practice we explored together today. Anything? What worked, what didn't work? Questions? Anything. You have a few minutes. Bring it on. Especially if you're new, I invite you to ask questions. Great, yeah.
So, is this on?
It is on, but it's kind of soft, which might, okay. Maybe you want to bump it up just a tiny bit. Thank you, yeah.
So I was sharing with my group members, this is my first time doing the loving kindness meditation, and I kind of had the reaction of just like brushing off the self-compassion and just being almost kind of laughing about it in my head and being like, that's silly, I don't need that. And I'm just wondering if you get that comment a lot.
Yeah.
And like what that means, I guess.
Yeah, great. Let's explore that together. It happens. So what we did, by the way, today, we started with loving kindness, but then we moved to practice of compassion. So loving kindness is friendliness, goodwill, and then when that goodwill, friendliness, the loving kindness meets difficulty, meets suffering, meets something that's a little difficult, becomes compassion practice. It's goodwill that's holding the suffering. So that's what I invite you to. When I start to invite you to imagine something that's difficult in your life and hold it with care, it became compassion practice. So just to be clear for everyone. So we started with loving kindness, we kind of veered into compassion practice. So so what you're sharing, and we'll explore together in a moment if it's okay, it's not uncommon to think that, oh, self-compassion, I don't need that. It's either weak to feel self-compassion or I don't need it. So what was coming up for you? What flavor of it was coming up for you?
I guess just that I didn't feel it to be necessary.
Yeah. In what way? Say a little more.
Like, I don't know. And there's times in my life where I definitely feel that it's helpful, but like I feel like I'm fine right now, so I just...
Right. So let me ask you, so fair enough, is there any aspect of your life right now that's a little bit of challenge? Anything? You don't have to say that what area is.
Yeah, I think everybody has challenges all the time.
That's what I would think so. Yeah. You're human. I don't think you're immune to it. Yeah. So it's that, you know... self-compassion, it doesn't have to kind of be this big thing. It's holding ourselves with kindness, with acceptance. And so was it that, what was the self-metta okay? Self-loving kindness was okay? Or even that it was, I don't need kindness towards myself?
I would say it was more the compassion piece, I think.
Yeah, so kindness to yourself, may I be well, may I be happy, holding yourself with care. That was okay. But going towards suffering. So this is what I would suggest. So for some people, what you're saying is not uncommon at all. In fact, in the East, these practices are concentric circles. They start with self, like self-compassion, and then goes to benefactor, someone we care about, dear friend, neutral person, etc., etc. But in the West, we actually start with others usually. We start compassion for someone we care about, and then we go to ourselves, because Westerners tend to have more problem for a variety of reasons with self-compassion. So we try to be creative finding our way into it. So but when the heart, the mind finds its way into it, then it's like, whoa, where have you been all my life? You know, then it starts to simmer. So what I would actually recommend for you is, and this is something I explored a few weeks ago, is to imagine yourself at a younger age when you were having some difficulty and start holding a younger version of yourself with compassion. And that might be the way to find, for your heart and mind to find its way into it. And then it becomes more of a habit of the mind. But, you know, going directly into it may not work for you, and that's perfectly okay.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. What else? Other questions, comments? Still have a few minutes. Self-compassion does tend to be somewhat tricky. Yeah.
Hello, everyone. My name is Bhupal. That's what both of you said could be a good segue into what I wanted to ask, which is compassion towards others,
mm-hmm.
You know, your loved ones.
Yeah.
What's the What's the starting point? Or
what's the what?
Starting point for that. How do you do that?
What's the starting point? Yeah. So the starting point for that is is starting with. So this is something maybe I'll explore in a couple of because I'll be back here in a couple of weeks. Maybe I'll explore that in a couple of weeks. But just to give you a preview, so the way to start with that would be you bring to mind someone. Again, you start to pump the heart where it's easiest. So you start to bring to mind the image of someone you care about, and start. With loving kindness, just may you be well, may you be happy, just wishing them well. You know, you want this person, you want good things for this being, right? You want them to be happy and healthy and well. So you start with loving kindness, and then you can bring to mind, after that gets going for a while, your heart is primed, then you can bring to mind an aspect of their life they're struggling with, something that's a little difficult. And again, when loving kindness comes in contact with suffering, it becomes compassion. Then it becomes compassion practice for the person you care about. May you be free from suffering. I care about your pain. May it be eased. So that then you can start practice of compassion for someone you care about. And again, as I mentioned, these are concentric circles. So we start with someone we care about, where it's easy, and then we can move on to people we don't really know, neutral person, than people we have difficulty with, to see their humanity, because other people just like us, they just want to be happy. Everybody wants to be happy. Again, not to condone the hurt that maybe has happened if you're having difficulty with someone, condoning actions, but just seeing their humanity, seeing that just like you, they just want to be happy. This is a rich practice. We can practice together for months. There's so many different aspects and areas. But yeah, thank you for that. I hope that gives you some ideas. Yeah, next to you, the other side.
I've been coming here for about a year, and I was born and raised Catholic. And so as I've been reading more about, Gil's intro book and so forth, and then you were mentioning about imagine a light or a being and so forth. So I'm just wondering, is that a way of just naturally needing that? Sort of
the natural
human instinct to need something outside of, you know, just being in the moment.
Oh yeah,
effort to explain the unexplained.
Right, right.
Or when things are so hard that you need to turn to something that is just not within ourselves.
Right, right. So that's a really good question, and I wouldn't say this practice isn't trying to invite that or encourage that. That's not the idea. The idea here is to break it down. So with self-compassion, there is giving and receiving. You know, you're both creating the compassion and then receiving it also. But I'm trying to simplify it and take out the generating it and just have the arrow going towards you, which is receiving it, just getting practice with receiving it, just practice with receiving. And those are kind of training wheels for then giving and receiving and holding yourself with kindness. So that's the idea behind that. Yeah, thank you. Any other questions or comments, quick ones? Any burning questions? Any other reflections? Okay, I'd like to share a poem with you. And this poem, the name of this poem is Kindness. It's a very famous one. You might have heard it before. And I'm going to invite you to close your eyes and let it wash over you. It's by Naomi Shihab Nye, Palestinian poet, written in 1952. Kindness. Before you know what kindness really is, you must lose things. Feel the future dissolve in a moment, like salt in a weekend broth. What you held in your hand, what you counted and carefully saved, all this must go so you know how desolate the landscape can be between the regions of kindness. How you ride and ride, thinking the bus will never stop. The passengers eating maize and chicken will stare out the window forever. Before you learn the tender gravity of kindness, you must travel where the Indian in a white poncho lies dead by the side of the road. You must see how this could be you, how he too was someone who journeyed through the night with plans and the simple breath that kept him alive. Before you know kindness as the deepest thing inside, you must know sorrow as the other deepest thing. You must wake up with sorrow. You must speak to it till your voice catches the thread of all sorrows and you see the size of the cloth. Then it is only kindness that makes sense anymore, only kindness that ties your shoes and sends you out into the day to gaze at bread. Only kindness that raises its head from the crowd of the world to say, "It is I you have been looking for," and then goes with you everywhere like a shadow or a friend. So I'd like to thank you for being here tonight and practicing as much as it was available, exploring as much as possible compassion, loving kindness. May our practice together, the goodness of it, be spread and be a cause and condition for all beings everywhere to be free, to be happy. May all beings be free. May all beings taste liberation, including us. Thank you.